kind of getting yourself comfortable? How do you feel at this point?
It's been relatively easy, really. I mean, it's a young group of guys. Obviously, they welcome you in when you come in late. Just trying to pick up on everything fast now. Kind of scrambling to get it together and, you know, fill my role, whatever they need to be.
It was Christmas Day this all happened, right? For you, what was that day like?
It sucked, but it is what it is. Part of the business. You know, I'm happy to have gotten this opportunity at this point of the year, really. Obviously, going to a great team, playoff team, and, you know, hopefully roll that into next year. So, I mean, rather it happen, you know, Christmas Day than, you know, in the summer when next season's camp comes up.
This wide receiver core is so young. Do you feel that's a good fit for you to come in with a young group of guys that you can kind of blend in with?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's a good attitude within the room, too. I mean, the young guys with their hungry guys, talented, you know, I feel like it's a good fit, yeah.
How hungry are you, Dane? I mean, it's got to be something you take personally when a team puts you on waivers.
Oh, no doubt. Especially, you know, that was the first team I was with. You know, signed with them as a free agent, climbed that ladder. And, yeah, I mean, you know it's part of the business, but you always kind of have that feeling. It is personal.
It is, what, 4-hour drive to Toledo, but it's the same state you play college football in. Is that anything to it, to be back in Ohio?
Yeah, it is nice to be back. I mean, it is about as far from Toledo as Chicago is, but it's nice to be back here, about an hour and a half from, you know, where I played college ball. So, you know, it still feels like home, even though it's far.
As a Buckeye, how proud are you? How pleased are you with how Boom and Devere bounced back from the adversity of a year ago to be able to play each other in a playoff game in the NFL?
It doesn't surprise me, really. I mean, that's the type of guys they are, and I think, you know, when you go to a university like Ohio State, you know you're going to be under the public eye and under scrutiny, and, you know, whatever happened, they've obviously moved on and are having great careers.